Yeah. And we would like to start our last day of convention here with hymn number 22, Blessed Bible. Then we'll go right into our devotional service and then into, shortly thereafter, into Brother Baker's opening hymn. So hymn number 22, Blessed Bible. Good morning, brethren. Nice to see you all here, and we're looking forward to our third and final day. Convention over parts of 3 days, so it's kind of a biblical theme, and we're glad you're here this morning. Several of the talks that we've heard in the last couple of days have mentioned the concept of divine providence in the life of brethren, in the life of the new creation, in the apostles, prophets, and so forth. And also sometimes we will hear the word overruling. That can be defined different ways, but one definition that might work is for overruling is God's intervention into our experiences to hasten character development. And one of my personal favorite scriptures is 1 Corinthians 16:9, because it's the Apostle Paul expressing his perception that the Lord has overruled in his life, but he does not associate that overruling with anything particularly positive other than the advancement of his ministry, but not physically, not positive. It's quoted, or I'll quote it here, 1 Corinthians 16:9, a wide door for effective work has opened up to me, and there are many adversaries. He doesn't say a wide door has providentially opened up and just because everything's falling into place so nicely. He did not associate the ease, the physical ease of the experience, or things that seem to be coming together well with providence. If we were to ask ourselves, was the Apostle Paul blessed in his ministry? We would, of course, say yes. Did the Lord overrule in his daily affairs? Absolutely yes. But those experiences included a list that he gives. I won't turn to it, but it's in 2 Corinthians 11. We're all familiar with it. Those experiences included prison, being beaten, on the brink of death, stoned, shipwrecked, and he has a list that goes on from there with several other difficult experiences. But all of those experiences eventually led to him later saying, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Those providential experiences provided the framework, the setting, the forum for Paul to demonstrate his faithfulness to the Lord. Whether they were easy, hard, difficult, horrific, didn't make any difference. I think he perceived them as they were, all providential. We just need to be careful about thinking that because things are coming together well, that alone defines it or makes it an evidence of overruling, because the biblical record would not support that. It doesn't exclude it, it just doesn't automatically mean something. It really all comes down to a favorite text, I think, for many of us, and that's, or certainly a familiar one, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who are called by the Lord. Again, whether they're positive and enjoyable or difficult, if we are in the will of God, and that is can be a big if, this is assuming that we are endeavoring to do the Lord's will. If we're going astray and doing things we shouldn't, it's a different situation. I remember somebody in a talk said, if I were to eat a gallon of ice cream all at once and get a stomach ache, I wouldn't ask, why is the Lord giving me a stomach ache? Probably has something to do with too much ice cream. But if we are endeavoring to be in the will of the Lord, everything is providential, and everything we go through is an opportunity for growth. So perhaps at this convention, there has been providential insight for you in a discourse or perhaps in a time of fellowship. Opportunities and lessons for growth that you can take home with you and apply to your life to become more Christ-like in your Christian walk. So let's continue that process with the last two services of this convention. And our first speaker of the two is Brother John Baker. Looking forward to his ministry again. And he's opening with hymn number 60. And then Brother Dave Demery of the San Diego class will open his service with a word of prayer. Hymn number 60.